Let's take some listener phone calls. We have a few minutes left. 212-209-2900. You're on the air.
Oh, yes. Here, I just turned on my radio.
Thank you.
I have a few questions. I would like to know if I should have... I have an apartment. It's like a railroad-style apartment. Is it good to have a plant in every room?
Why not?
Okay. just because you guys were talking about like 1,500 square feet, like one plant per, you know, that amount of square feet, but I guess that was pertaining to offices. The other question is, my cat likes to eat my plants, and I planted cat grass for him so he would stop, but he eats my other plants.
I'll tell you what I did years ago. I did, in the blender, I did lots of evil-smelling things like Tabasco and lemon and pepper, and I blended it up, and I put it in a pint sprayer, and I sprayed the leaves, and the cat really got turned off by the smell and didn't go near it ever again.
Can you tell us what that is again? Lemon, pepper?
You know, you could go into your kitchen and...
There was spicy food stuff.
Exactly. Things that will put off a smell that are going to be a turnoff for the cat. Lemon, pepper, Tabasco, so anything that's smelly.
Well, you've got every single light is being lit up here. So,
okay, one last question. I'm sorry. Hello?
Go ahead, quick.
I have like almost no light in two of my middle rooms. Could you suggest a couple of plants that would grow well in that sort of condition?
The pothos, the snake plant, corn plant, or any dracaena.
There you go. Okay, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to WBAI.
Hi. I'm glad to hear this. It's great. It's a lively program. I had heard a couple of questions. I see down in Chinatown that they sell bamboo plants. And they didn't look like much, and I have a feeling that people from traditional societies know more about nature connected to it. And evidently, you mentioned bamboo plants as being an air purifying plant.
That's correct.
And interesting.
I think also bamboos
are... You get them very
are,
cheaply downtown.
Yeah, and they're considered good luck.
Mm-hmm, right.
In that culture.
High light or low light?
There's one thing I found, I heard about, and I don't think you've mentioned asparagus plants, which I understand are very good for purifying the air.
Asparagus plants, great, need a lot of light.
A lot of light.
Yeah, the bamboo will work in medium or low light.
Oh, great. Okay. 212-209-2900, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Listen, I just had to step away from my desk, and I didn't hear everything you said about you spray Tabasco and lemon on the leaves, and it won't hurt the plant?
It won't hurt the plant. And it'll
And you put it in water?
Yes, yeah. You put it in a pint sprayer, and you
spray... In a spray bottle, you mean?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Room temperature water mm-hmm. in the early part of the day,
mm-hmm.
and the cat, you know, the cat will get turned off by the smell.
And it won't hurt the plant?
Nope.
Oh, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My solution was to buy a big dog.
209-2900, you're on the air.
Yes. You know, I would like to ask some question about the plants. I have plants in my house. I love plants, but it happens that I don't know their names. But as long as I put them inside during winter, and they start, some of them start dying. And I put them in a back window where I have 10 windows. It's like a sunroom. I'm wondering whether it's too much light. I don't know. Some of them, they start dying, even if I water them very often.
So you're summering them outside and then bringing them in the winter?
Yes. But you know what happened? I have two of them. I can't remember the names. They were doing fine before I put them out. The first summer, I put them out, and then when I get them back in, they start having something like some white dots on it that looks like fungus. I don't know what it is.
They know what they are.
Yes. What is it exactly?
Well, summering your plants outside is a great idea. Don't give them too much light when you put them outside or you'll scorch them. Mm-hmm. And they will have a tough time reacclimating back to the lower light of your indoor uh-huh. apartment or office.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And when you bring it inside, you mm-hmm. do want to reduce the watering because of the less light. The photosynthetic process will slow down. If you continue to water it heavy, mm-hmm. again, you can develop root rot, and eventually you can
hurt less
the plant.
Light, less water.
But correct. You know what happened mm-hmm. in this room that they are? They get plenty of sunshine. It's like a room of 10 windows. I was thinking, is it because of too much sunlight?
Well, you described something white on the leaves. Is it cottony looking? Is it white cottony?
You know, it's one of these plants that when it goes up, it opens like stars. It opens up. It's really nice. And it started, I bought a little one at Home Depot, and it goes nice, issue go nicely. And this year, I noticed it gets that white spot on all of them.
Yeah, but I was trying to determine whether it has an insect or an infestation.
Okay.
Sometimes a cottony look is truly an insect that is eating your plants, and they spread like wildfire.
You know what happened? I don't know if it's because when I put them outside, I used to see squirrel coming to these pots. I don't know whether it's squirrels that brought some kind of microbes or something. Because before, when they used to live inside, they never had that. As long as I took them outside last summer and I put them inside for the winter, and there's two of them.
I would prune off any mm-hmm. branches mm-hmm. that have those white spots.
Okay, I was thinking of doing this.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And isolate that plant from the others. It may have a problem.
Okay.
Maybe on its way out.
Okay. All right, thank you for your call. There are so many people who want to talk, and we're not going to be able to get to everybody. I know it. Hello, you're on BAI.
Ah, thank you. Because of work I had to attend to for a few minutes, I missed the list of plants for cleaning the home. And I have bad respiratory problems. Oh, anything?
Yeah.
Aren't it's a matter of quantity, having plants, and B, some quantity. The more you can do, the more the cleaning effects will be. Here's a simple rule of thumb. Two or three plants in, say, the 2-foot range in an average size room, home or office, will give you tremendous cleaning benefits, air cleaning benefits.
Okay, anything in particular for bad respiratory problems?
Anything that's appropriate to the growing conditions that you have. Just worry about that. Get a plant that'll live and match it to the light, and it will do its job.
And anything, I'm stuck with synthetic carpeting, anything relative to that particularly?
Well, Madeline touched on that before. The synthetic carpeting is high in the formaldehyde.
I know.
And the plants.
Chrysanthemum.
I'm stuck with it.
That.
And the
spider
plants are
plant.
Terrific
plant.
In removing formaldehyde.
What plant did you just
say? Oh, yeah, spider plants.
Spider plants are very
spider?
Good for that.
Pothos.
Spider.
Spider
plants. Spider
yes.
and pozos.
Corn plant,
and actually,
bamboo.
Believe it or not, even aloe vera eliminates emissions from most toxic materials.
Oh, good.
Materials.
I have aloe vera. Uh-huh. Aloe vera, bamboo, pothos, and spider.
And snake plants as well.
Great. Oh, thank you so much. That's wonderful.
And one more call, and this is you. No? Okay. You're the one more call. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, I'm just starting to... Well, I'm interested in buying some plants. I don't really know too much about them. I was just wondering, could you recommend some specific plants that are not too difficult to take care of?
Depends on your light. What kind of light conditions are you looking to put the plant in?
Well, I have a lot of windows coming in.
What direction?
A lot of light coming in. North, and I think west.
So that sounds like medium light?
I'm sorry, north and east.
There's a whole class of plants called dracaenas. Mm-hmm. Which include the corn plant, Janet Craig, Warneckii, and they're all very sturdy and good beginner plants.
Okay, and we're going to have to tie this up.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I apologize to all the people we weren't able to get to.
But if you want to do any work with John Minnie or Madeline Simon, they're right there in your town. Look them up. They both have websites, and they can help you. And if you want more information on how plants can help you, go to plantsatwork.org.
Okay, well, thank you, MJ Gilhooly, Madeline Simon, and John Minnie. And now stay tuned for, is it Headline News or Community Bulletin Board, Errol?
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye now.
Great job.